Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Clemson Tigers and their team preview for the 2022 season is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the ACC powerhouse in Clemson in their 2022 upcoming year. They have a good crop of young players. I'm interested to see how they're doing. I can't wait to break it down.
Absolutely. And for all our Tigers fans and all of our football fans, thank you for watching the show and for listening to our daily podcast over on the Believe Podcast Network, where you can listen anywhere that you want, whether it's Spotify, Apple, etc. We are so thankful for you to be there and so thankful for you to be with us today. So, Mr. Logan Landers, the Clemson Tigers, what do we have to look forward to from this amazing team? And what do the fans think is going to happen going forward? We're really excited to see what they're going to do.
Well, before we get into their current group of players, let's talk about the ones who were drafted, who were signed, undrafted free agents in Clemson. You had guys like Andrew Booth, who went in the second round. Baylen Specter went round 7. You also had guys like Justin Ross, Nolan Turner, Mario Goodrich, and James Skowski. Didn't get drafted, but they have been signed on to teams. So best of luck to them in their next step in the NFL. 2021, pretty solid season overall, I would say. 10-3 overall record. They won the Cheez-It Bowl against Iowa State, but they are, you know Clemson, right? They want to get back to the ACC championship and the college football playoff. This is the first time this past season since 2014 they didn't reach either of those. So it was a bit of a down year, you could say, even though it was still a very good record for Clemson with Dabo Swinney, of course. But this year it's going to be super interesting to watch. And I said that because you came off of a down year, we'll say, for this team. For every team, it's a great year. But I say that because you're losing some of your talented players. And when I say that, not just your players, some of your coordinators as well. Brent Venables on defense, the defense coordinator, he's gone. He went to go coach Oklahoma. So he's out the picture now. How can this defense who understand veterans who were with him is going to be missing his experience, and the new guys who were hoping to get coached under him, he's no longer there. So that is going to be something to figure out with who is going to be the next voice in that locker room, the next big player to step up. You have guys like Wes Goodwin, Mickey Conn, who are going to be stepping up to be the coordinators. So you're going to see how those guys can do overall as the coordinators on defense and how they can get it going under this first year. It might be a little bit rough in the beginning just so they can try and iron everything out. Also, on the offensive side, you're losing Tony Elliott. Since 2015, he has been there. So it's going to be a little bit interesting to see how the offense picks up as well. You have Jeff Scott, who's going to be taking over full-time now. Brandon Streeter will be taking over full-time. And we'll see how Mr. Streeter can do, right? He's got a good crop of young players on the offense he can work with. And like I said, it might take a couple of weeks for this team to really get in gear and get things going and flowing right, just because these are two brand new coordinators on both sides of the ball. So they might want to implement something that they have in mind that they think would work. It might not translate well on the field, or it might translate tremendously. We just don't know yet. So that is something definitely to look out for, the brand new coordinators on both sides of the ball. Also, looking at this team, right, the big question mark around me is the quarterback. DJ Uiagalelei had a tremendous 2020 season, right? We all know the story. He came in and he did great. But then 2021, he started the full year and was a little bit of a disappointment, Jeremiah. I hate to say it, but 2,246 yards, 9 touchdowns, but 10 interceptions. So a bit of a rough year for this guy. And this is his junior season coming up. You got to hope he can get it together. Threw for just about 173 yards per game, which was a little bit lower than you would have liked. But his accuracy is getting a little bit better. He's got to be a little bit more decisive. Can't just look around the pocket all day. But I feel like this is his last shot to get things going, because they do have a young freshman named Cade Klubnik in the wings, just waiting, biting his fingernails, waiting for that opportunity. So he can't take it easy this year, or else he could potentially get replaced as that starting quarterback. I got all the faith in him, though. I think he can have a better 2022 season. He just had that sophomore slump that some guys can have. So look out for his play this upcoming season, see how they can do. Also, for the offensive line, this has been a very solid offensive line. Over the past couple of years, it hasn't been the strongest, not the upper echelon, but in 2021, like I said, they jumped to eighth with 168 rushing yards per game. And now they only allowed 21 sacks as well, which is pretty solid. So how can they combine this upcoming season? How can they gel together to have a good year? Hopefully not slip anymore or even get better. You have all 5 starters from last year coming back, so you love to see that. They're cohesive. They got team chemistry. So that could be a focal point in this Clemson team. And then I think the other thing you need to look out for is something that is going to help them get the ball and get a lot of turnovers is that defense. Their secondary, their defensive line, it's going to look really good, I think. And especially the defensive line, that's going to be your bread and butter, I think. That's where you're going to see Clemson really make their money, is right there. I get you've lost some guys, your Andrew Booth, your Mario Goodriches, Nolan Turner's in safety and in the secondary. So I feel like the defensive line's going to have more pressure on them this year to recoup it for the losses at that backfield. But I feel that guys who are going to be stepping in, guys like Andrew Wiggins and Fred Davis in that secondary, are going to be able to step up quick and help out overall. But when I look at Clemson, I think that this is a team who, like I said, last year, really good overall, but they missed the ACC championship as well as the national championship. I don't know if they're going to get back to the national championship playoffs this upcoming year, but I do think they are going to be definitely in line for another ACC championship run. Looking at who they are playing this upcoming year, any big games, of course, Florida State, Notre Dame, Miami and South Carolina, just a few. So I think it's a better schedule for them. And I think I'm expecting to see Clemson back in the ACC championship, at least, if not the national championships, Final Four. So Clemson, I think they're going to have a good year. It just all depends on how your quarterback is going to progress, how your defense is going to look, and how the offensive line is going to gel with the brand new coordinators on both sides of the ball. But overall, I expect a very good season for the Clemson Tigers in 2022. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching and listening to the show, we want to hear from you. What do you think the Clemson Tigers will do this season? We would love to have it in the comments in our live video, or if you're listening to our podcast, you can either write us a review, send us a note. You can even connect with us on LinkedIn. That's a place where we love to connect with our viewers and our listeners. So if you'd love to join us over on LinkedIn at 100 Yards of Football, just look that up and you can actually see the same graphic that you see when you look at our podcast, which is our football on the 50-yard line. So if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Overcast, or even using your home device where you can use your voice and be like, hey, play 100 Yards of Football. And I would say it, but I have a home device and it will say, all right, I'll play.
It's done it before.
Yeah, it's done it before. Yeah, you're right. And so if you'd love to listen to your device at home or if you're at work, you can just pull it up and you can find our 50-yard line football right there. Just look for that graphic. anywhere that you love to listen, including, like I was saying, over on LinkedIn, where we'd love to connect with you and we'd love to connect with our other amazing sports broadcasters, interviewees, and anyone else that would love to be a part of our show. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for having that incredible team preview for the Clemson Tigers for 2022. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.